An angel from the Lord came to Joseph in a dream. The angel said,
"Get up, take the child with his mother and escape to Egypt. Herod wants to kill the child and will soon start looking for him. Stay in Egypt until I tell you to come back."
So Joseph got ready and left for Egypt with Jesus and Mary. They left during the night. They stayed in Egypt until Herod died, and Jesus remained safe from Herod's plans. This gave full meaning to what the Lord said through the prophet Hosea.
I hope you enjoyed our story, but it doesn't end here. Jesus the baby grew up to become Jesus the man. He died on a cross and came back to life again so that we can be forgiven for everything wrong we have done. That is his gift to us. It is greater than gold, frankincense, myrrh, or anything we can give to him. Isn't that the most amazing story? Even without Hollywood.
I think we can do better with our applause. You know, I've got used to doing this now after the three performances of the pantomime. You know, let's show our appreciation to what's been done a bit better. Come on. I was just wondering as it goes through, yeah, well done, Neil's still got his angel waving, yeah, well done. I was just wondering as it goes through, which bit of that was your favourite part? Which bit of this nativity story, the way we've just had it retold, which bit of that was your favourite part? And anybody want to?
Elizabeth.
I wonder why we've said Elizabeth. Yeah, that was hilarious. Well done. So apart from Elizabeth, any other part of the nativity story, which is your favourite part? What's... When people sing Silent Night, yeah, that was really good, wasn't it? Yeah, what else? Anybody else? Your favourite part, which part of the nativity story connects with you the most? I've got the shepherds hurrying to Bethlehem. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah, most of them ran. It was good. But it's the shepherds that I just want to just think about just very quickly for a moment. You know, when we were setting up on Friday night after the pantomime, and we shoved the shepherd's bit of staging over there out of the way. What went through my mind, first of all, was, no, hang on, let's bring them here. Let's shove the orchestra that way. Let's have the shepherds closer and involved. But, you know, actually, that's quite realistic, isn't it? Well done. I'm still a bit unsure about that type of hammer in the original nativity story. But, you know, you did well shoving the shepherds over there out of the way, because that's what would have happened, isn't it? The shepherds were... out of the way. That was what they were used to. People shoved them out of the way. They weren't like really treated like as really friendly, really cool people. They were treated as kind of like, oh, get out of the way kind of people. But in the Bible, it tells us, where did the angels go first? When the host of angels came and delivered that message that Jesus had been born, where did they go first? They went to the shepherds. After the angel went to Mary first. You're absolutely right. But after Jesus had been born, they went to the shepherds first. Now, I don't think that was by mistake. I don't think that bit, the way that it's written up in the Bible for us, is by mistake at all. I think God wants us to take notice of that and to realize that what happened in that moment was that God's plan tipped the normal ways of the world at the time completely upside down. The shepherds were no longer shoved out of the way and ignored, but they were included. They were the first to be told, "Your Savior has been born." Now, let's think about that for ourselves. How often do we feel a little bit sidelined, maybe? Or how often do we get told in our lives, oh, you're not good enough, or you haven't quite achieved right, or you're not just this or that or whatever else? God's message of good news turns all of that on its head for us. God's message of love and grace and acceptance is the same for everybody. Nobody gets shoved off over to one side and ignored in the way that God thinks things through. You know, I said right at the beginning with the candles that are lit here, representing love, joy, peace and hope. That's for everybody, for all of us here. None of us is excluded. None of us needs to work harder and harder and harder and achieve more and more and more to know all of those things from God in our lives. God loves us for who we are and wants us to know that. And if at no other time in the year we actually stop and think about that and realize that message of love and grace and acceptance is for all of us, then surely we can do it on an occasion like this. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to give thanks to God for these guys. They're amazing. They always do so well. And for their leaders and helpers who endure getting ready for the nativity. Is that the right way of putting it? It was lovely. Yeah. And then let's just a shorter prayer beyond that as well. And then we're going to sing our final song. So let's pray together. Father, thank you that we can come this morning and engage with a familiar story in the Bible. Not a story that's made up, but one that's packed full of truth and your love and grace. Thank you for these guys, all of the children, young people that have been involved this morning and the way that they've helped us to engage with that and to laugh about different aspects of it and to think things through in different ways. Father, thank you for all the preparation that's gone into today. And all the cutting out of angels and naming of angels on the back of them as well. And everything, Lord, that's gone into the preparation for today. But Father, we've done this because it's our worship of you, our awesome God, who has put in so much into preparing for Jesus to be part of our lives. And Lord, we know that you now there are longing for us to respond in a way of acceptance of Jesus into our lives. Father, help us to understand how to do that. If this Christmas time, it's the first time we've ever thought about needing to do that. Or understanding the depth of your love and your grace for us. And Father, help us to know how to respond to you today. Lord, the light of the candles that we have here, representing all those messages of hope and love and peace and joy that you want to give to us, all coming together in that word hope. Father, thank you that we are able to be here today and celebrate these things. And we pray for the world around us, whether that's people in our own homes who don't yet know you, whether it's people in our wider communities, situations going on in the wider world, whatever it might be, Lord, we pray that at this Christmas time, that as we respond to you, as we share your love with other people, then your name, Jesus, will be known by all people surrounding us. In your name we pray. Amen.